Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is August 8th, 2008, the Feast of Blessed Dominic. In the late 12th century, there was a terrible famine. Dominic, influenced by the example of the Franciscans' embrace of poverty for the sake of mission, sold all that he had and bought food to help relieve the poor. Shortly thereafter, he was ordained a priest, and eventually rose to become canon of the cathedral at Osma. There he began to recognize another kind of famine. He saw that there was a severe shortage of good preaching, which jeopardized the ability of people to digest the Word of God and thereby be saved. Dominic decided that there must be a restoration of preaching. Perhaps he was influenced by Paul's words to the Romans, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent?" Dominic's solution was to consider himself sent and begin to travel around, preaching the word. Eventually, he attracted others who agreed with him, and they formed the core of what became known as the Order of Preachers, commonly called the Dominicans, after their founder. They were dedicated to apostolic poverty, to study, and to the task of spreading the gospel through preaching. One legend about Dominic says that he would walk from place to place, praying the entire time. And as he prayed, he would make the sign of the cross so many times that it was as if he was shooing away flies. Now that's a man who knows how to pray without ceasing. Today, the Order of Preachers is one of the most important and visible orders in the Roman Catholic Church. The Episcopal Church also has some Dominican friars, similarly dedicated to ensuring that the people of God are fed from the rich table of the Word. Let us pray. O God of the prophets, you opened the eyes of your servant Dominic to perceive a famine of hearing the word of the Lord, and moved him and those he drew about him to satisfy that hunger with sound preaching and fervent devotion. Make your church, dear Lord, in this and every age, attentive to the hungers of the world, and quick to respond in love to those who are perishing. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on August 10th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Lawrence. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.